You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776, the number to be part of the conversation. Rex Ryan today, audio files as usual. A busy day, Bart, busy day for you.
Yes,
sir. When it comes to get up, first take, and then
get up and get out.
You're going to be then taking some of that, what color, I don't even know, if it's purple drink, whatever it is, that's going to start cleaning you out and getting you ready for tomorrow's big day for you and your butt.
Yeah, no, it's 12 tablets. They give you some stuff called Sutab now.
Yeah.
Tablets. So I'm looking at it. It's sodium sulfate, magnesium sulfate, and potassium chloride. Mm. Sounds like when you're going to get the lethal ejection.
No, it's not that at all.
It's
an ejection. That's what that is.
Ah.
It's very lethal.
Projectiles.
just strap in and get ready. Have your phone. And
let's get ready to rumble.
But it's good for you. It's good for your health. And again, so we get you ready for that. We had some news in the NFL. A lot to get to. Like I said, today is a day we'll find out, and it better be, but I think we all can feel pretty confident. Jalen Brunson will be named an All-Star today. Will Julius Randle also be named an All-Star? The reserves are announced tonight. Will they have two for the first time in 22 years? Two Knicks in the All-Star game. It's possible, but Brunson just feels like a lock, so there's that. There's KD in the tribute video last night in Brooklyn. And did they even need to do that? And KD said, no, we have that. We have a cryptic tweet from LeBron that I've got a conspiracy theory that I want to throw out there about. But first and foremost, we have the last NFL job has been filled.
And the winner is?
Dan Quinn. Adam Schefter reporting that league sources are telling him that the Commanders are hiring Dan Quinn, the Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator, as their head coach. Something you hinted to on Get Up, where you said, you know, that when you guys talked a lot of Cowboys today, and we'll get into that too, and you just said they might end up losing their coordinator. So they don't have Kellen Moore. That could have been their head coach in waiting. He's not there. And now Dan Quinn, who could also have been the head coach in waiting, he's not there. And so now Mike McCarthy is all alone with the sword of Damocles over his head. But just, I'm not even looking at it that way. I'm looking at it this way. That's the last job, if I'm not mistaken. Everything's filled now, right? Yep. McDonald went to Seattle, and then this job is filled. So it is now official, and you could say Cowboys all you want. I'm also saying New York Giants. Bill Belichick is now hovering over these two franchises, and he is hovering over East Rutherford because everybody knows the connection that he has to that franchise. And Brian Daboll, whether he wants to admit it or not, and I know he's not going to want to admit it, and no one there is going to want to say it. But the reality is that it just adds more pressure to next season. The Giants have to not only get off to a good start, but they have to kind of get back to what we saw 2 years ago when Daboll was the coach of the year and the Giants were a very, very good functioning offense and defense. And otherwise, you know, this is New York. You know it's coming, that if there's a struggle, if there are issues, if there's a problem, someone is going to start bringing up the fact that Bill Belichick, who has blood in the ground, who John Mara loves, who loves that franchise too, the feeling is mutual, that he is there if you want him. That's a real thing, Bart. And, you know, again, you might not like it, but it's just how things go. And because he doesn't have a job, because no one hired him through the first cycle here, there were seven jobs, I believe, that were open, and he didn't get any of them. And so now, that's what we wait for. Would it be the Cowboys? Jerry Jones is openly talking about it. Or would it be the Giants, a place that we know is near and dear to his heart? It's a real thing, Bart.
It is. And, you know, talk about the elephant in the room. We saw Doc Rivers get called off of the – I think it'd be smart for Bill to kind of kind of go on television and continue to show. We know how he talks so eloquently yep. about sports winning. You're not talking about his teams in particular and analyzing. And, you know, like he'll have an opportunity to analyze a game by the Giants, right, when you talk about the there in the NFC, especially if he's going to join, like put him in there with Brady a little bit and kind of see what he has to assess the team. And if he's saying, oh, you know, this team does this, they need to do that, and the team that he's analyzing struggles, well, they're going to say, well, maybe Bill has a plan and a better vision for the direction of the team than the actual coach. And that's just the reality of it. He's going to cast a big shadow. You know, Pete Carroll's still out there too. Mike Vrabel's still out there as well.
I can't believe Mike Vrabel still. It really is amazing that Mike Vrabel, unless he was selective, unless Vrabel was, I don't want to, you know, like there's certain
like Mike McCarthy, like, yeah, no, I'll wait because I know next year six more opportunities going to come up. You know, maybe he thinks he can come be the coach of the NYJ. I don't know. You know, guys are hovering over jobs, and you look at, you know, what happens if something goes bad.
Yeah, I'm. You know what? I didn't even think about that. I was so focused on Belichick. That you're actually – you make a great point. Vrabel is kind of hanging over the – you'd think. He's probably hanging over the Jets. Like
he's
Belichick's
going,
not
he's
hanging over
paid.
The Jets because we know he despises the Jets.
Right.
But Vrabel being out there is something that – and, you know, we obviously
big
saw
city. He played against that division. He understands the, what the fan base is like.
And he's
he
a high – he's a very smart
like.
Coach. Very yeah. smart coach. Yeah. Wow. I didn't even think about that.
But, you know, it's crazy when you think about the whole Bill Belichick thing, right? Just – let's just take a second and step back. Let's look at the division. Kellen Moore, formerly from the Dallas Cowboys, he's going to be – he knows some of the state secrets over there. He's going to be able to have intel about what they can do, what they can't do, what they struggle with, mm-hmm. what the offense principles are and stuff like that as well. In Philadelphia, Vic Fangio, that's one of the best coaching staffs now in football. But then now you talk about Dan Quinn. You don't think he know about how to attack Michael Parsons? You don't think he understands how to attack Bland, how to attack Gilmore, how to attack you know, Diggs, right? It's odd that, you know, all the guys got picked by people that were from Dallas that kind of has intel. Yeah, you know, I wonder if that was the deciding factor. Let's weaken them and strengthen ourselves because of the intimate knowledge that he has about them. When you think about it, because, you know, Dan Quinn – and, you know, you hear Michael Parsons, who talks way too much, and he wants to address everything except for what people want to hear him address, mm-hmm. his comments of what his brother said. He don't address that, but then he talks about, you know, I've seen so much and I know so much from the tender age of 24. Like, bro, shut the hell up. This is like when your kid's telling you that they got it figured out and they can make decisions for themselves.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Bro, you're 12. Shut up. You don't
now,
know.
Let me catch everybody up. I was going to go there with you because you had very strong things to say about it on Get Up. But for those who don't know, yeah, Michael Parsons, who does have his podcast, of course, he did finally have a lot to say because he didn't say anything. Remember, he went 17 days without talking to anybody, at least media-wise. But then he did his podcast, and he had a lot to say about his team. He called it completely embarrassing and unacceptable, that loss that they had because it was home. And he said it took him a while to show – he said, it took me a while to show my face in public. I disappeared completely. But then he goes on to talk about how I hope we go out and get the players we're missing because we didn't do that this year.
Threw Dan Quinn under the bus too. How about that? Can't call the plays.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't call the plays. Right, I don't call the plays is what he said.
You ain't make no plays either. How about that? Your four playoff wins, you have one sack.
That's just amazing. Yeah, that stat that you guys brought up was incredible. But I also felt like the other thing that he said is what you said, is that he went on to talk about how I've been in this league 3 years. And what did he say? I'm 24 years old. I've been in the league for 3 years. I've seen a lot. I've seen it. Or did he say I've seen it all?
Bro, you ain't seen the tip of the iceberg, bro.
I mean, that is
it's a glacier under there. Like, come on, man. Like, tell me you naive and dumb and not. You ain't had one contract dispute. You ain't seen your team lose people because of contract. Yeah. You ain't
Jake.
Seen...
Do we have that, Jake? Are you telling me that we have it? Yeah. All right. I think Jake was getting it. Yeah. I didn't know if you told me that we have it, but I think he's working on it because you got to hear it. And then you and Damian Woody sitting next to each other, the two of you had the look of the disgusted uncle sitting there like, listening to one of the kids talking about their wealth of experience. Like, you don't want to hear it. All right, this is it for those who don't know. This is from Parsons' podcast, The Edge, where he just, you know, wants the Cowboys to go all in and then, you know, talks about, of course, his wealth of experience.
Sitting here, you know, they talking about we're going all in this year, man. That's what I would hope for. You know, I'm 24 years old. I've been in this league 3 years, and I kind of seen it all. And I hope that we go all in. I hope that we go out and get the players that we're missing, because we didn't do that this year. You know, I hope that we challenge ourselves, become better, and become greater for us.
That's 16 Pro Bowlers. Or how many Pro Bowlers?
Seen it all. Well, he's reacting to Jerry Jones making it clear that they're going all in. That he said, we're not worried about, you know, down the road, worry about next year. Like, it's whatever it takes. Like, all of his stuff from yesterday that we played, that Jerry was, you know, quite adamant that he's trying to win now and not worried about the future and protecting the future. He had a lot of strong things to say, man. You know, the Dak stuff. I mean, how did you interpret that?
I mean, that's a shot fired. Like, I told you before, and I still believe it, that we're going to go as far as Dak Prescott takes us. And you saw how far that was.
Yeah.
Like, well, damn, what that mean? Y'all didn't go far. It was a disappointment. So Dak took you nowhere.
Now,
exactly.
Yeah, right. And that's exactly how we put it. Now, Parsons defended Dak on his podcast of those, because now you could tell there's definitely like a war going on within this organization over the quarterback, how much money he's going to command, and everything else.
I do see a lot of people overreacting. You know, a lot of blame goes on to Dak Prescott because he is a quarterback and people look at his playoff wins, but we gave up over 40 plus points. What do you expect Dak Prescott to be? Do you expect him to be Superman? He cannot win games by himself. I've always said football is not a game of one man. It's a game of 22 men that go on the field, and you need to rely on every 22 guys to win that game. It's not relied on one individual, two individuals. It's a team that can play together as a group the best collectively, not give up big plays and not cost their team first downs and things like that. So I do not put down Dak Prescott. He is an all-pro. He has played a terrific game. Could have, would have, should have been an MVP.
Do you put it on yourself? Because if you say you and Dak and CeeDee Lamb and Tyron Smith and Bland and Gilmore.
This franchise.
Shall I continue? They so this, stupid.
But again, look at the division. If you're a Giants fan, look at the division. The Eagles finished the season on a whimper. And are now, like, they had to bring in new coordinators. And the head coach, you can tell, is on thin ice.
He's been neutered.
He's on thin ice. There's no doubt, right? So that there's that. And then there's, of course, a lot of whispers now about Jalen Hurts all of a sudden. Like, now all the love, now it's all some whispers.
Remember I said that?
Yes, I know you did.
I said,
so
hey,
there's that.
He's not great. He's in a great system, and this is the best team he's ever going to be on.
And he's getting paid. So there's that. Then you have, of course, the Cowboys, which also went from being a team that for the last 2 years we thought, you know, they should be right there on the cusp, and they failed both times. The owner is letting you know that everybody's on notice, and now you got the players all talking out. You've got he lost both his coordinators now, right? Dan Quinn's gone. Where are you going now? I mean, Dan Quinn took care of that defense. Now
you
what?
You better hurry him call
McCarthy
Wink.
Is the play caller. He lost Kellen Moore last year and had things go. So it's like you have – if you're a Giants fan, that's why I said, with Belichick hanging over the franchise, if you're Mara, aren't you feeling like, wait a minute, the division now isn't as top-heavy as we thought it was, and if we aren't right, I need to bring in somebody here that's going to get us right.
These are the two words that Mike McCarthy don't want to hear if he's going to get a new defense coordinator. Two words you don't want to hear Mike and Vrabel.
Ooh.
Because you talk about a Manchurian candidate, a guy that's just sitting there who's been a defense coordinator for the University of Ohio State, uh-huh. Right? He's a defensive guy. He called the defense in Tennessee
for a lot of years. It's the Ohio State University, just so you know.
Okay, that Ohio State, because I'm from Michigan. So
Garrett texted me right away the minute you said that.
I'm from Michigan.
Correct, Bart, please.
We give no respect. If it's not the Michigan University or the Michigan State, the Buckeyes.
All right.
You know, so if he hears, like, you talk about, you know, Vrabel's there, like, that can be a guy that can be your replacement sitting on your staff. Hmm. You didn't hire him. He's forced on you because he got rid of Kellen Moore. That's on him, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. the offense
Dan
did
Quinn
well.
Left, which Dan Quinn's probably like.
He's like, what, Michael Parsons? All right, I'll holler at you, dog. Good luck next year.
But it's also, if you think about it, Dan Quinn wants to be a head coach and sees the Cowboys as, like, we're all gone if this doesn't go well this year.
So he went straight to the competition.
Yeah, why not?
He went to become from a friend to foe.
That's
quickly.
Right. Yeah. He didn't
two
wait
years
any
a game. 2 years, but I'm saying two times a year you got to see him.
That's right. In the division.
You know what I'm saying? Kellen Moore, like, oh, you fired me, Mike McCarthy? I got something for that ass.
But I'll tell you what, though. If I'm running an organization and I have a Hall of Fame, historically, you know, successful coach, he's out there. And in my division is a team that might pounce on him as well. That's when, like, if I'm the Giant, I like, you got to think about it. You got to think. You can't let them make that move if you feel strongly about it yourself. But you're being hesitant because, well, I want to give Dable a chance. I don't want – like you can't let the Cowboys get him if you believe in your heart that's who we need. We got to get ourselves right, and I think Belichick's the guy. He's, you know, he's a Giant. We all know it, right? He still bleeds that blue. He does. And so that's why I find this now suddenly become really compelling because he didn't get a job and because the Cowboys and Giants are two situations that you could see him going to. He knows Jerry. Jerry has talked about him openly. The Giants haven't said a word, but they don't have to. History has already told us how much
it's
Belichick loves
over
the
your
Giants.
Face.
Right?
You don't have to say a word. What's understood don't have to be explained. And you look at within that division, like,
I think it's a real thing.
You people also listen. The Bills, like, Bill is ready to take over a team that's ready to win. Mm-hmm. He's trying to make sure that he gets his 15 wins so he can ride up to the sunset.
That's
can't rest
right.
easy. His soul can't rest
he
easy.
He wants that.
He
so it's at least two seasons. You're getting at least two seasons out of him.
Exactly. You know, so, like, and hopefully within there, your team is in a place to win a Super Bowl. So
that's why Carolina is not
that.
A place for him, right?
Like, no, like, Carolina, like, Atlanta is not a place
no,
for him.
No, places like that aren't a place for him. It's just what you said. It's Dallas. It's
Buffalo,
Bills. But I still think,
Giants.
Even though the Giants aren't on the cusp of being a Super Bowl champ.
They're in the playoffs. They can be, like, they can
it's
be that if it's the right cooking.
Well, I also look at it like this. If you're Belichick and you're trying to beat Don Shula, would it be great to be the Giants head coach when you get the record for most wins? That would matter to him. It has to. He'll never talk about it. So all we're doing is speculating. But because, and I like I said, the minute Dan Quinn, the minute Shefty had that report, that's the first thing that came to my head. Was, all right, nobody hired Bill. And now Bill is out there. And it's two teams in one division who are rivals, who both could probably use them. And if you're the Giants, that's hanging over your franchise because of it. Because of the year that Dable went through where he and Wink didn't get along, mm-hmm. where they struggled, where there was stuff going on the sidelines that players even talked about not being involved, that there was this thought that he was a little too demonstrative calling out players, stuff like that, that there was a struggle with that organization. Because of all of what happened in this past year, is 1,000% if you are the Giants. Bill Belichick is available and wants to coach. That makes him the top candidate if you were ever going to make a change. And you also know that if we don't do it, the Cowboys probably will. Mm-hmm. And do you want to now have to face Bill when you could have hired him and then realize, like, oh, crap, we should have done that?
Yeah. I should have pulled Dayball to the corner yesterday, seeing what he had to say about that.
Yeah. It was good to see Dable.
Yeah.
It was good that he came to our event last night. Yeah. It was good that Jacob finally showed up at the event after he was like a wedding crasher. He went to the wrong floor, but I'm telling you, he heard, because they tell you in the lobby when you walk in which party, and then they'll tell you what parties. So knowing Jacob, he was like, well, what parties are here? Well, we have the National Runners Association party on floor 10. Ooh. Yeah, that's the one I'm at.
Yeah, what kind of runners?
Yeah, then he gets food and drink there. And nobody thinks of it because, you know, he could pass for a runner. He looks like he's in good shape.
Yeah, like an Ethiopian distance runner.
Exactly. He's probably a long distance guy. Oh, marathon guy. Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, well, give me your time. Yeah, Jacob's like, okay, you know, well, give me a drink first and I'll give you the time.
Yeah.
You know? But so he eats everybody's food and drinks, then arrives to our event late and then drinks some more. Must have been nice.
It's not late if I caught you guys right before you went on stage.
Well, I mean, late because we're supposed to be there
at 6 o'clock.
So, yeah.
I mean, you guys got to be there at 6.
Wow. I see. So you're not really part of the show when it's not convenient for you.
You're part of the squad. We were supposed to be able to, you know, go off and say, hey, these are the people that run the show.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is Jake.
Couldn't do that.
You know what I'm saying? It's our guy. It's our guy.
Yeah, you're right about that. But
he took a cutout of Dinahan, the top part of his head, and then we put it behind a book.
Like Wilson. Exactly.
And everybody just saw like what Bart only sees anyway.
Honestly, I had fun on the 10th floor, though, before I came to see you.
Runners can party, huh?
He's like, damn, Franks are free.
I might have got distracted, you know, walked off the wrong floor, and then, you know, things happen.
Distracted,
yeah.
I bet.
Yeah, we were looking for the
billiards. What was distracted's name?
Old distraught lady was asking Alan for, where's the floor? He's like, I don't know. Get the hell out of my face, lady.
How mad did she get at me, by the way?
Right.
Like, furious at me. Like, what am I?
Because your turtleneck suggests that you knew stuff. And you didn't live up to her expectations. She's like, oh, this is a distinguished man with the turtleneck on. He's here all the time.
I thought you were going to call me a Bond villain. That's why I did it.
You did. You kind of
look
like
a
Bond villain.
I wanted you to get that vibe from me, and you didn't say one word.
I was feeling the James Bond stuff. You know what I'm saying? I was looking at it, the colors, man, the turtleneck. I want to be able to have that part of my game, too, but my neck too long. Like a turtleneck doesn't cover my whole neck. I'm serious, man. A turtleneck when it comes halfway up my neck.
I need a giraffe neck sweater if you want.
That's what I need. I need a Jeffrey special. But I tell you what, Giants do have real problems though, man.
No, it's not like a problem to me. It's just a
shadow.
Dilemma.
I'm saying it's a shadow.
Yeah, because it's a dilemma.
Do you maybe too quickly because you know it's like when you know you have a safety net, it's easier for you to go to or you got a backup so you don't put it all out there.
How do you not bring him in if you're Mara? Bring him in as an advisor. Mm. Get him in the organization just to see what we're doing. What do you think? Assess. You know Brian. You had Daboll, right? So why don't you come in here and
Bills
assess?
Bills work for him, too. Yeah, Bills work for him, too.
Have they hired a defensive coordinator?
No.
They did not replace Wink yet, right?
And so that means that it's all Kafka's coming back then because no more jobs.
Yeah, Kafka.
But what if Kafka doesn't want to stay and takes another offensive coordinator job somewhere?
That would say a lot. That would say a lot.
Or if he become Dan Quinn office coordinator.
Like I said, man, like, it's
conspiracy.
I haven't noticed any outcry about this from Giants fans or even the Giants blog. Like the blogs are where you get a good sense of what fans are feeling. And I have not seen a lot of this where it's like a Giants, you know, like there's this sense from the Giant fan base that Belichick is looming and, you know, that you can – it's a short-term thing, but it might work, right?
Do they even want him, though?
That's my thing. I don't get a sense that this is a wanted coach. Vrabel, if you told me, like, from the Jets' perspective, you bringing up Vrabel, which I was so focused on Belichick, I never said to myself, wait, Mike Vrabel doesn't have a job either, and I think he's a brilliant coach.
Yeah, 48 years old.
And
all
if the Jets have a struggle year, if the Jets, again, like, whatever reason, it's just not clicking – I mean, how am I not calling Mike Vrabel in? I mean, the success he had in Tennessee is well documented.
With those limited resources.
No doubt. Right? Like, that was they were competitive every year. They were number one seed the one year.
And Ryan Tannehill.
And you know he's a guy that's not going to get outfoxed.
And he's a guy that's beaten Mahomes.
Oh, yeah. See?
And Andy Reid.
So that's out there. I didn't – like, again, that's there. But because of Rodgers and all that stuff, you're not thinking about it being as tenuous as the Giants who went from a coach of the year, make the playoffs, win a playoff game, to last year looking like a bit of an abomination. And the war that he had with Wink Martindale and all that stuff, I'd really, really need to believe that things have settled down once the Wink part of it is gone. I gotta see it. I got to believe it. But if you're John Mara, you're not reaching out to Belichick and just saying, listen, I guess you're not going to work this year. Come into the organization and just, you know, just to me, you know, like be an advisor for us. Be something for us.
Be a pair of eyes for us. Tell us what you think.
And therefore, that I'm keeping you an arm's length away from the Cowboys. I'm keeping you away from Jerry. Because I don't want him coaching the Cowboys. I don't want that. Because all it's going to take is 1 or 2 years if he can get everything organized, especially with that defense. They can win. They can. I don't want that.
And it's not like the Cowboys haven't destroyed you with Mike McCarthy.
Oh, my God. You're not even on the same field as that team. Their defense has owned you. So you just, like, you cannot possibly sit back and be 100% confident that you got it right and we don't need that guy. Bill Belichick. That you don't need to bring in somebody that we all know loves, reveres the franchise. He loves the history of it. He loved it. He loved coaching here. He was on a Super Bowl. Think about it. He's got blood in the ground here. He's got rings from this as an assistant coach. Like, this is the closest thing to home for him than New England. The closest thing. And so if you have a shred of doubt in your brain, if you are John Mara, and you are just wondering, did we get it right? Are we really where we need to be? Can we be better? And Bill Belichick's out there. It's got to be weighing on you heavily.
I mean,
that
I
if this things don't go well this year, you might have to make the call.
Yeah, I think Vrabel's going to cast a big shadow. I mean, a lot of coaches out there are going to cast a big shadow. You know, like, what are the Ravens going to be, man? They lost their defensive coordinator.
Yep.
They lost their defensive backs coach. Got a defensive coordinator job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're falling apart, man. Maybe Anthony Weaver. I don't know who they're going to announce as their new. They lost their head of college scouting and Joe Ortiz to be a general manager. You know, for the
it's your guy.
For the Chargers.
Yeah, that's your guy.
So it's like, man, like, it's a lot of work to be done. That's why, like, Andy Reid just sit there with continuity and consistency. Like, hey, my staff's still together. We still run the same system. We can say the same thing. Spagnuolo ain't even cared.
Nope.
To even – he's like, man, I'm just going to make this –
is Bieniemy going to come back? You think he'll bring Bieniemy back?
Ooh, the enemy, that's going to be tough. Maybe – like, why not? I would bring the enemy if I would just to my staff. I need somebody that's a disruptor. Somebody that's going to challenge Aaron Rodgers. I'd make him a quarterback's coach.
What?
I need somebody that's going to challenge him.
You want to piss off Aaron Rodgers. That's what you
want
to do?
What I would do, I want them backups to be coached and yelled at. I want them receivers to be yelled at, not about their depth strength. Or I'll get them and make them the running backs coach.
Mm.
Like, they lost the running backs coach, right? They were trying to hire a running backs coach, hire Deuce Staley.
Eric Dieniemy,
man, put him there with Breece Hall. Get him coached up. Eric Dieniemy was a very accomplished running back. Man, I would get that. You know
what
I'm saying?
Load up the coaching staff. I hear you. But it's like I said.
You got to load up with teachers, man.
What happens – I'm with you on the teachers thing. But I just – like I said, the Dan Quinn to the Commanders thing to me resonated because it closed all the jobs that were open and on top of it left a couple of names that if you're a couple of franchises that right now are staying with your coach might be thinking – that's my contingency plan. And one of those teams could be the Giants. And as Bart just mentioned, and another one could be the Jets. If Mike Vrabel just decides, you know, it does not have a head coaching job. Something to think about. All right, 800-919-3776. We'll get your calls rolling here. A lot more to get to, of course. The Kevin Durant stuff. LeBron James, he tweeted something that
LeBron James.
I'm telling you, Bart, when you hear my crazy conspiracy theory,
LeBron James,
you're going to think I'm nuts. So a lot more to get to, but we'll start with your calls coming up next. But happy Super Bowl to all who celebrate from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. And if you're like me, Super Bowl Sunday is all about scoring the best seat on the couch, grabbing your favorite football snacks, and placing some super bets. What do you like to do? You like to go with the spreads? You like to go just pick the favorite team money line, right? Chiefs, they're going to win again? Or the Niners going to break through? FanDuel has so many ways for you to end the season with a dub or two. Or three. Not only can you bet on who will win Super Bowl 58, but FanDuel also has bets for what players are going to score a touchdown, how many points will be scored, and so much more. New customers join today. You'll get $200 in bonus bets if your first bet of $5 or more wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Allen to sign up. That's FanDuel.com/Allen. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 or older, physically present in New York. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. It may be the offseason for the Jets, but the Jets' dysfunction still front and center after a lengthy article in The Athletic yesterday. One of the big takeaways from that article, Aaron Rodgers was given too much power within the organization. Yesterday in the K-Show, Michael said it's all now riding on Aaron Rodgers for the Jets.
The only hope for the Jets is that Rodgers comes out and plays like it's 2017 again. Because if he doesn't come back and play at the top of his game, this whole thing is going to be the worst dumpster fire that you'll ever see. And not only a dumpster fire, but dumpster fire with toxic waste in there that will bring other people down as well.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up, 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
How old is Rick James now?
See, what that? Rick James, dead as hell. They get me dead on as the hell. Scene. I think you stop counting when you die.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
He died at 56.
That was it? He looked like the oldest 56-year-old. Forget the one in the back who thought who you thought I was. But you don't know, I'm Rick James, witch.
So he was born in 48. Does that make him what about making like
48?
Yeah, damn, right?
Well, at 50, that would make him 73. And then at 2, that's 75. Man, he did not die at 56.
He was 56 years old in 2004.
Yeah. He died. I thought he died like 2013. He died in 2004. Damn.
Yeah, 04. Yeah.
Damn.
Do you know what his real name is?
Benjamin?
No.
Sardarius?
James Ambrose Johnson Jr.
Rick James. So he just
where did Rick come from?
He put Rick in front.
He just Rick randomly.
Rick James. Two first names. Rick James. Jamie Foxx.
Rick James.
Jamie Foxx's name is like Nelson or something stupid.
Yeah, usually it works like that.
But everybody thinks his real name is Jamie Foxx.
Man,
if that ain't no Baptist church, a God in Christ, like if that ain't a black name, that's like Woodrow or William.
800-919-3776. Dan Quinn, according to Shefty, is getting the Commanders job, which now means all the jobs are closed. And then after that, you're like, okay, well, there's some really big names now still out there as head coaches, and one of them being Bill Belichick. And I just keep surmising that if you're the Giants and you reach a point at some point next season and think that maybe we don't have the guy we thought we had, Bill Belichick is sitting there, and we all know the connection between he and that Giants franchise. 800-919-3776. Let's take Vincent in Astoria first. Go ahead, Vincent.
Hey, gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. Bart, I don't know if you remember, but I worked with you on the NFL Today show. I used to hand you the shot sheets for the halftime games, the highlights. I would always laugh because
you're Freaky Freddy.
Yeah, I always used to laugh because Stewie used to give you all the crappy matchups. You would get like Jacksonville, Carolina, and that would be score four, and I would have to give it to Bart.
I was the Solomon Wilcox of the show. Yeah. I got Jacksonville, Cleveland every week.
Oh, man, good times. But anyway, the reason why I'm calling, and Belichick, I'm a Cowboys fan since 1977. And, you know, listen, obviously he's the greatest or great, one of the greats. I get it. He knows more. I mean, he forgot more than anyone will ever know. I get all that. But, listen, as an armchair quarterback, right, and I'm sitting there and I'm looking at him putting Matt Patricia.
Yeah, I know.
To me, at that point, the game has passed them by because – I mean, come on, he wasn't even a good defensive coordinator. Right. What makes anyone think he could be a good offensive coordinator? And that told me last year, and this is last year, I was calling and I was saying, when does he get held accountable for these? I mean, he's been questioned for his GM moves, but, you know, I'm sorry. He comes to the Cowboys, I don't know, you know, maybe, I don't know. I don't see them getting any better. I don't even think he'll improve the Giants.
Hey, Vince, clearly the writing was on the wall if they had in Mayo's contract that he's the next head coach. Like, clearly they were tired of him. If it wasn't going to be this year, it was going to be next year. It was very little that he could do that. Probably he could even keep that job because they were holding him accountable for the 4 years in the post-Brady era.
Sometimes I think for a coach, you know, like especially of his level, there's two ways it can go. It could be you know the game has passed you by. And thanks, Vince. You know the game has passed you by. And you just kind of like go into the sunset, or you take a year and you assess. You go around the league and you just kind of like observe. Like Tom Thibodeau did this. He took a year where he just kind of bounced around, like hung out with like the Warriors for a while, hung out with this team for a while. And you just kind of watch players. Now there's no pressure of preparation and all that stuff. You're just watching.
And adjust.
And you just kind of see like, oh, okay. Like I see how guys are a little different now. Oh, I see how he handled that different now. And then maybe that's what he needs, but we all know that he wants to coach. It's what he does. And if you're that close to the all-time record, you're going to keep pushing. So I wonder if he'll do that this year. Joe is at MetLife. What's up, Joe?
What's going on, guys? Bart, you were on fire this morning. My speakers are throwing flames. Here,
thank
question
you,
is, Giants and Jets flop. Hopefully not. Who would you see as their next coaches? Rex Ryan? Bill Belichick? Vrabel. But I think, honestly, Belichick should go back to Navy. To the Naval Academy.
Interesting.
And teach kids.
Yeah, because you can scare the hell. Well, you can't scare the hell of these kids. They got, well, nobody in the Naval Academy got no NIL. So, yeah, I guess you can get away with it there. But, you know.
Bart, I love you, Bart. I love you.
I appreciate it. I think Vrabel, right? Vrabel is a great coach, man. Temperament. He's not afraid of New York. Like, I don't know if Woody would ever go back to Rex. But Rex with this team, I think people in this area would be excited about it. I think the league would be excited about it. He's a great personality, right? I wonder if he brings over his son, you know what I'm saying, that's coaching the receivers, and now he brings some offensive people over that's been around and upgrade his coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
From an offensive standpoint,
he becomes Woody Johnson's Billy Martin.
Yeah, basically,
you just bring him back every time you need a reset.
Yeah, Woody never wanted to fire Rex, man. It just got too bad where he had to.
Yeah, I actually believe that. Jim is in North Carolina. Jim,
hey, I just had a couple things about the coaching. One was bringing up the name Pete Carroll, and do the Jets bring him in as an advisor? He certainly has a relationship because I believe Saleh worked out with the Seahawks early in his career.
That's not bad. And you think about
Pete Carroll was a coach for the Jets, correct? Or was he the coach?
Yes.
Yeah, no, he was coach for the Jets.
He was a head coach and then got fired and went to the Patriots, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, come on back, Pete. You know what I mean? He has a wealth of knowledge. It's not like he's been out of the game. I think that would be a great advisory role. I remember in Baltimore, Jim Fossil was real good friends with Brian Billick, and he brought him in as a consultant, gave his friend a check, able to, you know, have some checks and balances there as well, and have a person that can think out objectively outside that don't have nothing tied into the wins or losses.
And he's a player's coach, which kind of plays in with Saleh, and kind of a high energy guy.
More positive people around. That's what he is.
Yep. My other thought with Vrabel is there's some Jets coaches now that are ex Titans coaches, which I think the Jets may have just hired a running back coach.
They hired him?
Oh, they didn't get him. They got the guy from get the running back coach from the
Deuce
Titans?
They did not get Deuce. You talking about Deuce Daly?
Yeah, Deuce went there to Cleveland. Stump Mitchell's still out there. I don't know.
Yeah. Then the
last item was Van Pelt, who I think was the OC for the Browns. I know he's looking for another OC job, but I think he has a relationship with the Packers and could be a good fit if they needed to bring in a new QB coach.
I think that they need a QB coach that's ready to be an offense coordinator, because when Aaron Rodgers leaves – you know, you need somebody that can create an offense for a modern-day quarterback, not just somebody that can make a system for Aaron Rodgers.
What's funny is that Van Pelt, if I'm not mistaken, was a Jets quarterback, wasn't he?
Ryan Bell Pelt. Did he play for Marshall?
You talking about Alex?
I don't know. Did he play for Marshall? I'm trying to think about my old names, man, of people. Sometimes my recall is not what it used to be.
I'm almost positive
that
–
No, he never played for the Jets. He was with the Bills.
Is it the Bills? He was never with the Jets at all?
Not that I'm seeing.
Name? Like, the minute I heard it, I was like, wait, I remember that dude. No, you're right. Never did. Never actually played for them. So much for that. 800-919-3776 is the number. We'll continue with your calls in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get into the hoops in the NBA as the Knicks and the Pacers play tonight at the Garden, which will be a very interesting game. But Kevin Durant was back at Barclays last night and said, I don't want a tribute video. And the Nets said, you'll get your tribute video and you'll
like it.
Was it the right thing to do? We'll discuss. Stay with us. Barton Hunt, 98.7 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
How are you feeling today, Bart?
I'm sleepy.
You nervous?
No, well, you know when you're sleepy and you're hungry, it's like you don't know what's worse. Like if it's the sleep that's making you hungry or the hunger that's making you sleepy because you ain't got no energy, because you ain't got no stuff in you.
That's the people need to understand that. That's these days when you do those early shows and then you got to do this and it happens. You just go through that. But the worst thing is that when do you have to begin your fast for tomorrow?
I've already started.
When did they tell you, though? Because you probably could eat up until about 5.
No, the window I thought was from 10. They said I could have ate breakfast before 10.
Damn.
But then I was on TV.
Yeah, so you couldn't eat it.
So now I ain't got nothing in there.
What about a protein shake?
I don't think so. Nope.
What do you mean you don't think so?
Why not? Looking at the list. So it says It says one day before.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm supposed to say.
Well, what time is the procedure tomorrow?
12:40.
Of course it is. All right, so it's 12:40. So
I can do the first part of the show.
I'd rather you do the after.
So
when you wake up,
he broke me down. Right, so, I got ice on my anus.
But wait a minute. So you have by 12 you had to stop, right?
It says one day before, because they have 5 days before, stop eating stuff like raw vegetables and corn and nuts and skins and eating seeds. Mm-hmm. Then it says one day before, purchase 3 pills of Gas X Extra Strength tablets. Avoid the soft shells if possible. Then it says, okay, you may have a low residual breakfast no later than 10 a.m. No later than 10 a.m. The items may include white bread, coffee, milk, juice without pulp, eggs, fruit, no skins or seeds, cornflakes, yogurt, and cottage cheese. So I am 3 hours from that because I was on air with Get Up at 10 o'clock. So, get up from 8 to 10. So I missed my window to eat. So now this means after 10, you may begin your clear liquid diet, which includes
broth,
fruit juices without pulp, broth and bouillon, black coffee or tea, Gatorade, Gel-O? Yeah, they said Gel-O. They said Gel-O. And they said aqua, which is water, soft drinks, popsicles.
Okay.
But what popsicle am I going to eat?
I don't know. What do you
Freeze pop?
Yeah.
I thought I ain't supposed to be having none with red dye in it and something like that. It's red dye. Even if it's orange, blue, or green, it's got red dye in it.
That's an excellent point.
And Italian ice.
Which also has coloring in it that wouldn't make sense.
Yes, so I probably would have to have lemon.
I would go broth, just lots of broth. That's fine, you know. An occasional soft drink, you know, a little Gatorade, not bad. The sugar will help you if you have Gatorade or Powerade or one of those things.
Not to get lightheaded from all the
excretions.
And
I mean, you know, I think you're good.
So it says between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. take 2 Gas X.
Yes.
Things. Open the bottle of 12 tablets of Sutab.
12 tablets?
Yeah. Fill and provide a container with 16 ounces of water. Fill it up to the line.
Oh, no.
Swallow each pill with water and drink the entire cup over 15 to 20 minutes. If nauseous.
Please do this on IG Live.
If nauseous, take the tablets and water a bit slower. Approximately after 1 hour after the tablets are swallowed, hold on to your britches. It's going to go down. Fill the provided container. Fill the container a second time to the line and drink an entire amount over 30 minutes. So you approximately just, like, 30 minutes after like finishing the second container, fill the bottle again with water and drink the entire water over 30 minutes. As before, if you feel nauseous, you may drink the water a little slower. If that's the case, why I got to be water? If I already swallowed the pills, you trying to me just keep drinking water and make me have to go poopies, then why can't I drink some Gatorade or some Pedialyte?
Everybody, Bart is just going through it today. We all have to support him.
I'm shook, man, because ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
No, when it's over, you'll see. You're going to feel good. This will be the best weekend you've ever had. Trust me. You're going to just be, because you're going to feel light. It's going to be behind
the best
you. It's going to be over.
Of your life.
Yeah, exactly. But right now, while we're trying to get you through it, Bart, you know what the time it is.
The Superbox Bonanza.
Tab in the box. Are we handing out Sutab?
No, I don't think anybody wants that. But it is the final week of Superbox Bonanza 5, and each qualifier will take home a $25 Fanatics gift card and have a chance at one of 10 Superboxes. So be caller number 2 for obvious reasons right now. Right? Number 2.
Yeah, do it? Number 2.
A whole lot of number 2 coming for Bart. Right now, 888-987-ESPN. Select a box for the big game with a chance to win $500 in the first and third quarters, $1,000 at halftime, and a final score payout of $2,000. All brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey, which I think we got to try that. That sounds kind of good. Also, Security Dodge.
Wow! Come get some.
Yes, indeed. Coming up, we'll get into NBA stuff. Kevin Durant got a tribute video last night. He didn't want one. He said, no, we don't need that. But they did it anyway at Barclays Center. What is it with the tribute videos, and how necessary are they? In this situation, was it necessary? What were we tributing? And also, of course, we're seeing it more and more. Are we overreacting to this stuff? Does it matter? And LeBron put out a tweet, a very cryptic one, a week away from the trade deadline. And it makes you wonder, what's he trying to say? I have a conspiracy theory, Knicks fans. You might want to hear it. That and more coming up. But first, last year at the Super Bowl, Rob Gronkowski went wide left on FanDuel's Kick of Destiny. Now he's back for Kick of Destiny 2, Electric Boogaloo. And this time you can play along. All you have to do is choose if Gronk will make or miss. Get your free pick in right now, because if you're right, you'll win a share of $10 million in bonus bets. Everyone can get in on the action when Gronk takes his shot at redemption before Super Bowl 58. Whether your team make or team miss, just head to the FanDuel Sportsbook app and get your pick in. It's absolutely free. Then tune in before the game to see Gronk's kick live. You'll win a share of $10 million in bonus bets if you're right. New to FanDuel? Just visit FanDuel.com/Allen to sign up. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21 older, physically present in New York, no purchase necessary. $10 million prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who make the correct pick. Prize issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. The article yesterday in The Athletic about the Jets' dysfunction, not exactly shocking at this point for Jet fans. Earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave said it's just par for the course as being a Jet fan.
The problem with this whole thing is none of it surprises me. Like, some of this stuff should surprise me. It doesn't. None of it surprises me.
Honestly, what would surprise you with the Jets? What would surprise you with this organization?
Nothing, and that's the problem. Like, this level of dysfunction doesn't surprise me at all. None of it. I feel like these are the same conversations we had during the course of the season. Now just finally, you know, put neatly together into an article we can all read.
A finely packed article.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.